Good afternoon. This afternoon I'm joined by Lucy Cunningham, and Lucy is the founder and CEO of Homeshare. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Not at all. So you're going to explain to us a bit about the concept of Homeshare and how it's set up.
Exactly. So home sharing, it's a very simple concept. Basically, we match two people to live together for mutual benefit. So each person has something they can offer the other, and in turn they need something from the other person. So typically we would help most of our householders, as we call them, would have a spare room in their home. They may be feeling lonely at night or maybe a bit nervous living on their own, and they also may be feeling a bit lonely. They might need a bit of help around the house. So because they have a spare room, they open up their home and they offer free accommodation to a vetted sharer. So all our sharers are Garda vetted amongst, you know, reference checking. They, in exchange for the free accommodation, the sharer offers 10 hours a week of company and help around the home, and maybe help with shopping, cutting the grass, that kind of thing. And then they're there overnight then as well for security, peace of mind, and God forbid, in case of an emergency, there is, you know, somebody living in the house who can pick up the phone to emergency services. So that's the basic concept of home sharing. Home sharing can work for anybody, really, who is looking for maybe company or an overnight presence. So as I mentioned, most of our householders would be older people. The average age is about 86, but we would also have people living with disabilities as well. So, you know, somebody who may, you know, anyone who's feeling vulnerable on their own, they open up their home to somebody. So our sharers then, they're typically professional people. So the average age of our sharers is about 40 years of age. And most of our sharers want to home share for obvious reasons with more affordable accommodation. And the reason they're looking at doing this is to give them an opportunity for cheaper accommodation so that they can actually save up a lot more money than they would if they were renting privately. So they might home share for 3 or 4 years and suddenly they've been able to save up a good deposit to buy their own home. So that's probably the main reason people look at home sharing for, you know, as a sharer. But an awful lot of people as well, especially because of the age bracket of them, and they want them to live in a nice home. They may not want to be sharing with 4 or 5 other people. You know, they might want a bit more space for their accommodation. So if we always describe it to people as it would be like a family member living with them, but they would be usually out working during the day. So the older person, the householder, would be at home. They'd have the house to themselves during the day. They may have carers coming in to them as well. Most of our householders would. But then the sharer then comes home in the evening after work, and they're there then for the night. So they might have dinner together. They might sit down and watch television together, play cards, go for a walk, sit down and just have a chat with each other about their, you know, their day. And then, crucially, then the sharer is there overnight in case of an emergency. So that's basically how it works.
And what is the criteria, Lucy, to apply for, say, somebody now that would be looking to get into this? I assume you have systems in place to ensure safety to both parties.
Yes. Yeah, we do. So because there are two very different cohorts of people that we work with, so taking the householder first, what we do is we like to meet the person first. So we would visit them, whether they're at home or they might be in hospital or in respite. So we wherever they are, we would meet with them. And that is to find out what support they have at the moment at home. What extra support may they be looking for, and what, you know, where the gaps are and what they're looking at, for from home sharing. I suppose the main criteria really for the householder is generally they would need to be independent at night time. So by independent at night, What I mean by that is they wouldn't need help, say, if they needed to go to the toilet. So they would need to be independent in that way. I'd say about 65% of our householders currently would have either cognitive impairment of some degree or even a diagnosis of dementia. But just because somebody is living with dementia, they could still absolutely, home sharing could still work for them. But the main thing for people to consider is, are they independent at night, or do they need somebody to help them up once or twice a night to go to the toilet? If that's the case, unfortunately, home sharing probably wouldn't be the best service and the best support for them. Assuming they're okay at night, a sharer would obviously be there, in case of an emergency. God forbid somebody had a fall. Obviously, there's somebody there at night who can, come to their aid, ring emergency service, that kind of thing. But just getting back to the process, we would meet the householder first, and apart from finding out what supports they have at the moment and where the gaps are, we would then find out another important aspect of that meeting is for us to get to know them as a person, their personality, any interests and hobbies they may have, and also what preferences they may have of, what type of person they might like to share their home with. Do they have any preference on male or female, or age, nationality, that kind of thing. So once we meet the householder, we then go back to the drawing board, we advertise the opportunity. We have between 300 and 500 people every month applying on our database who are actively looking for accommodation. So we have a huge selection of people, to choose from. We then contact these people and, get to know the sharers. Sometimes, sometimes we meet them, we know them from before. So we get to know their personality. So we're in a better position then to match them up with someone, because we've met the householder. We know the type of person that might fit well with them. So we are very lucky that we have between 300 and 500 potential sharers applying on our database every month. So that's a lot of people who are actively searching for accommodation. So we have a big pool of people to choose from. So we go through all those applications and we shortlist it down to people that we think might be a good fit for that person. And we then send over bios to the families of maybe, 4, 5, 6 people. And then we would shortlist further and then start the introduction process. So we're there introducing the potential sharers to the householder and family members. And assuming that, we have a householder and a sharer who they've clicked and they both want to move ahead, the sharer then moves in maybe a week or two later. They would move in for a trial period, which is crucially important because that's really when they get to know each other properly. So we are on the phone every few days checking in, and we're available 24/7 as well if there's any issues at all. We're on hand. So assuming then at the end of the trial everything is going well, the cost of the service at that stage then is €195 per month, and both parties would pay that. So the householder would pay €195 to our organisation, and so does the sharer. And that pays for our ongoing monitoring and support. So we visit the home every month, and we ring in to check in with them every month. And again, we're available 24/7.
And how do you find the services going, Lucy? Is it working well? Do you find it works well?
It does. It does. Now, look, obviously, I'm going to say it works well, but I suppose the way I suppose assure people that it works well is we're delighted to report that only 1 in 6 of our householders end up moving to long-term care. And that's even with, like I said earlier, we have quite a lot of our householders would have a diagnosis of dementia. So even people who have dementia or living with dementia, they are still getting to live in their own home very successfully. Usually the sharer is there to complement existing support. So like I think I also mentioned, a lot of people would have carers coming in paid for by the HSE. So the carers are typically there to help people with their personal care needs and medication prompting. And then our sharers are there then for company, for the peace of mind, someone sharing the home, helping with shopping, going for a walk, that kind of thing. So it works extremely, extremely well.
The whole idea of it, Lucy, did it start up because it was like a call to a need, or, you know, the idea of it, it's a great idea and it's a fantastic service?
So the whole idea, I can't take credit for it, unfortunately. The idea came about 50 years ago in America, actually, and it moved across the pond to the UK about 40 years ago. And I hadn't heard of it. I have a nursing background and I also worked in home care for about 10 years. And I'd never heard of it until a few years ago. And because I was working in the home care sector, I could see that this was a real need. And even 5 years ago when I set it up, accommodation was a nightmare. And then every August, September, the conversation of student accommodation was back on air each year. But obviously, as we all know, it's just gotten far worse now. So I think it's probably getting more popular now. And we've always had a lot of people looking for accommodation coming to us. We've never had a problem there. But now as well, because we have an ageing population, especially after COVID as well, with every, you know, over 70s being asked to cocoon, people, you know, not wanting to move to long-term care. I suppose people are afraid if, you know, if there's another pandemic and they're, you know, that they might be stuck somewhere where they can't have visitors, where at least they have a lot more control at home. Plus everybody, usually people want to remain living at home anyway. So because of, I suppose it's been the perfect storm, if you like, for home sharing. It's always been needed, but now it's needed so much more. I mean, a lot of our referrals would come from adult children or nieces and nephews, but we also get referrals every day from hospitals, you know, be it social workers, public health nurses and GPs as well.
And I know you're based in Dublin, but is this service available nationwide?
It is, and we're delighted to say it's in all 32 counties actually at this stage as well, which is brilliant. So there are three of us based in Dublin, and then we have a home share consultant in Munster, and we have another consultant in Connacht as well. We're all over the country, and you know, we have the consultants living close by because we're a very face-to-face, hands-on, person-centred organisation. It's vital that we link in with people all the time, and that we visit them, and that we're physically seeing people so that we can see if there is any, you know, if their health is deteriorating, we can see that, and we can maybe suggest other supports that they might consider in order, you know, to have another layer of support so that they can continue to remain living at home, you know, independently and successfully.
Well, Lucy, that was fantastic. It was very interesting and great to speak to you. And I'm sure we'll touch base with you again. And how do people get in touch?
Yeah, so very easy. So our website is The Home Share. So it's thehomeshare.ie. And just for people, maybe they might remember, The is actually an acronym for Together Helping Each Other, which is the whole concept around home sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're called thehomeshare.ie, so they can either go online to the website where there's loads and loads of information. You know, everything is on there, from the process to the fees to lots of other information as well. And they can also ring us. We've got a couple of mobile numbers they can ring, and our landline is 01-525-2311. And our email address is info@thehomeshare.ie.
That's great. Lucy, thank you so much. And thank you for all that information. It will be very valuable within the communities. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. And look, thank you so much again for having me on.